flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Joseph Keith here on WEEI. It's normally a Patriots Friday. Not so much here today. Talked to Dietrich Wise earlier in the week. Alex Van Pelt blew us off. Blew us off is strong. We had something that we thought was scheduled. Not so much.
Switcheroo.
Switcheroo, exactly. Like,
next week, though, I don't want to say anything.
I mean, so. I assume yes, but it's dangerous to assume in a lot of these cases. Mm-hmm. So, look, I would ultimately expect that we'll get back to our normal Patriots Monday stuff next week. However, we do have our four-pack of questions every single Friday, normally tied to the Patriots and that week's opponent.
That's right.
It's a bye week. We'll get to Keys to the bye week coming up at 1 o'clock here today. Yeah. But right now we have a Friday four-pack of this weekend's games, week 14 in the NFL. Let's get to it, Billy.
All right, first question. What will be the biggest upset of the weekend?
You want to go first?
Yes. I think I like the Bears against the 49ers.
The Bears.
The 49ers are 3.5-point favorites. They're not playing well. They are going to be without Christian McCaffrey. They're going to be without his backup running back, Jordan Mason. I feel like there's been a lot of Jordans on the show.
Jordan,
But
Air Jordan.
They're down to their third running back. Purdy's dinged up. Deebo Samuel doesn't look healthy. Like, the whole thing looks off. The Bears fired their coach. I think you get your dead cap bounce there. Their offense has already looked better with Thomas Brown. They haven't played since Thanksgiving. I think the Bears pull off the upset this weekend against the 49ers. There's honestly not a ton of options I see on the board, so I'm curious where you're going.
Yeah, so I have a little bit of pause only because this underdog beat this same team 2 weeks ago. Oh. And the chance of them doing a
Browns?
Yeah, division games I think are usually ripe for upsets. That's where you sort of get these teams know each other really well, or there's bad blood or something weird happens with the game. So this time it's in Pittsburgh. They're 6.5-point favorites, but I feel like there's something about Pittsburgh where we're starting to be like, hey, yeah, they are pretty good. Like, they look really good last week, and then in comes Cleveland. Jameis Winston with some of his crazy plays and passing yards. I feel like they at least cover and maybe pull out the win.
So I don't mind that. I also think there's an element of, is Pittsburgh looking ahead to Philly next week?
Yeah.
We talked about this with the Lions yesterday. The other game I thought about, I didn't go there, but the other game I thought about for that same reason is the Bills getting upset in L.A. You got to fly across the country to the Rams. Rams are home. I think they're the only home dog on the board, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you might be right about that.
I don't know. I usually like a team.
Giants are also home dog.
That one I like less. But so I normally like a team catching points at home. That's the other one I thought about. The Bills, the Bills to me are just too good. But maybe if they're looking ahead to a huge game against the Lions next week, Lions are going to have extended time going into that game. Maybe they get caught in a look ahead flying across the country.
Yeah,
but I went with the Bears. You're going with the Browns. Clean sweep of the Steelers with Jameis Winston. What else do we have, Billy?
Will Saquon Barkley be the MVP favorite after this week?
I say yes. Part of it is maybe the Bills do struggle with the Rams at the Rams, because right now Josh Allen has to be the favorite, so maybe he doesn't have his greatest game. Saquon Barkley is set up. Now, the only thing that scares me is they might be beating the Panthers by so much. Saquon Barkley is not a guy who chases stats. There was even earlier in the year, there's a scene of him on the bench, and Nick Sirianni comes over to him, and he says, "Hey, you're like 9 yards away from your career high or something." He's like, "Do you want to go in there and get it?"
He's like, "Nah.
No, I'm good. Let the other guys play." So he might not get it because of that, but this is such a great matchup for him. The Carolina defense is atrocious. Saquon's chasing a 2,000-yard season. It's funny, on the different betting sites, he is so minus money on one touchdown that two touchdowns is like plus 150.
I believe it's crazy. That's insane. Because that's not.
This morning, was minus 290 to score
for one.
For one,
yeah, minus 290 for
plus
one.
Plus 150 for two. That's insane.
I think it was like two for two. Yeah, it was crazy. Like not even worth betting for two.
I took Puka plus 145 for one when we did the Bozo touchdown parlay. So
that's
no,
what I'm talking about.
I think he will. Yeah, okay. I don't, but I believe his over under rushing total for the weekend is like 124 yards. It's like something crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what he averages every week.
Yep.
I do not think he'll be considered the MVP after this weekend. I do think it's Allen. I think Allen will stay that way until he drops a game or two. Like, that Lions game could be a big swing.
If he loses to the Lions, because Barkley's at least getting more credit than Hurts, which is good to see. Because normally it's like,
he should.
Because even in Detroit, people are like, Goff. And it's like, yeah, I mean, Goff's pulling the trigger, but he's got all these other guys.
Okay, but that, if the Lions had one back doing what the two of them are doing, which is basically what Barkley's doing, I do think the Lions running back might be the candidate.
See,
there,
maybe.
Because not only is it a quarterback versus a running back, it's a quarterback versus running back splitting the work, yeah.
But I don't think Goff should even be like an MVP candidate.
No.
But like he is. He's like
but
top
gotta,
five odds.
You
got to
pick somebody on the Lions.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Allen just has so many more opportunities at signature games.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be a week, but even if Barkley knows past him, which I understand is the spirit of the question, the opportunity for Allen to come right back and make a statement game the following week against the Lions.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Barkley would be the MVP, but we do agree on this. If I had a vote, I don't.
No.
If I had a vote,
what's up with that?
He would be my pick right now. I would vote for him as the MVP today because he's had a phenomenal year, and I would lean into a non-quarterback as a tiebreaker these days just to make a point, because quarterbacks win the award every single year. What's next, Billy?
If you could only watch one game, what would it be?
Why don't you...
Sunday Night Football for me, it would be Chiefs-Chargers. So I like the Chargers. They've been winning some of their games ugly. They're 8-4 under Jim Harbaugh this year. They got rid of their like star receivers, but Ladd McConkey has come in and had a great rookie year. Speaking of winning ugly, the Kansas City Chiefs have done it all year long. They're 11-1, so big division game here. Also, the primetime game. Not that that really matters for the sake of the question, but Chargers Chiefs should be a really good one.
Okay, but I like that it's a standalone game because that means I know there's no Patriots game this weekend, but you really can sit back and watch it. I think that's probably the right answer, which is why I like that you went first. I'll give you an alternative game that I'm also looking forward to. Although, again, I think Chargers Chiefs is the game of the weekend. Kirk Cousins returns to Minnesota. Falcons and Vikings. The Vikings win a lot of games the same way the Chiefs do, by the way.
Oh my God. And not aesthetically pleasing.
No. They win ugly every week against bad teams.
Falcons need it too.
Falcons need it.
They should bench Cousins.
Cousins reeling. They're not going to. We talked about it earlier in the week.
No.
I thought there was a non-zero chance they would go to Penix this week.
Cousins revenge game. How do you think he does?
I don't think he does well.
Okay.
I don't like I think this has Kirk Cousins pants crapping written all over it. But either way, I think it's a good story. He goes into Minnesota. He lights them up. He goes in there. He craps his pants. That's a fun added storyline to what are... I mean, the Vikings are a good team. The Falcons are what I believe deep down is a good team, but they're not playing well.
No.
So I think that's probably the runner-up to the Sunday night game this week.
Okay.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller. I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's our final question, Billy?
Will any coaches be fired after this weekend?
My instinct is to say no. Like, if they were going to fire Daboll or Doug Peterson, they'd be fired by now. So who do you have your eyes on?
I say yes. I say this is it, the last stand for Doug Peterson. They're playing the Titans. So I think that's important because the Titans are also trash. So if you go to, there'll be 2-11. It would be, I think, a 5 or 6 game losing streak. You were already kind of teetering with it. And I think you just say enough is enough. We've now, I guess the one argument against it would be like, all right, he's had quarterback issues.
Do you think they're losing the game? You think they're losing at the Titans this week?
Yeah, they better, because me and Billy got the Akine, Westbrook Akine, and Ridley scoring touchdowns. That's so, yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily need to win in that scenario, but yeah, I
think
that's
the
a good
Titans,
point.
No, I do think the Titans
okay.
win.
They are favored.
So I think it's one of those ones where, all right, do we want to begin our shakeup now? They could very well just wait to the end of the season. But three other teams have already fired their coach in season, so we got a handful of interim coaches right now.
But the thing with Peterson, we really thought he was going to get fired after the Patriots game on the way back from London.
But he won didn't. That.
No, I'm saying going into that game, we thought there was a real chance he was going to get fired. There were reports out.
But that's the last game they won.
Right. There were reports out the morning of the day they got smoked by the Lions. How much did they lose to the Lions? 52-6.
52-6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that was the worst loss in franchise
history.
There
were reports that morning that if they lost to the Lions, he could lose his job. He's still here.
That's true.
I would fire him. I wouldn't stick with him. It's crazy they're sticking with him. I'm just saying. If the Jaguars and Giants, because I think Daboll's really on the hot seat too, if they haven't fired them yet, why at this point don't you just finish out the year?
Yeah, maybe you would. Although that franchise fired Urban Meyer with 2 games to go.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
So they play the Titans, then the Jets, then the Raiders, then the Titans again.
Could Pierce get fired? That's another one I'd look at.
I don't think so. Is this his first full year?
Yes.
I think they ride it out and then they reset in the offseason.
Okay. I mean, my answer is no. I don't think anybody gets fired, but that would be another name to throw on the list because he's not going to be back next year.
No.
So there you go. A 4-pack of questions on a Patriots bye week. The NFL this weekend. What are you watching? What are the best games? What are the upsets? Is anybody getting fired? Saquon Barkley, MVP. We covered all of that there. If you missed any of it, check it out on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. It's great to have on your phone this holiday season. You won't miss out on any of WEEI. Meanwhile, if you missed out on the show this week, we have the Week in Review. That's next.